Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 16. Coming up, flash flood warning extended for most parishes. Prime Minister Andrew Holness activates all emergency centres and processing of farm workers to continue tomorrow. The details after the break.
Jamaica, let's show full support for Labor Day 2017, Tuesday, May 23. Register your Labor Day projects with the National Secretariat. Email laborday@mcges.gov.jm or call 978-7654. Come out and give a helping hand in your community. Labor Day 2017, let's restore, preserve, and beautify Jamaica.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica, MSJ, has extended a flash flood warning for low-lying and flood-prone areas in 10 parishes until 5 p.m. today. The parishes are St. Mary, Portland, St. Thomas, Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, St. Elizabeth, and Westmoreland. Head of forecasting at the Met Service, Lawrence Brown, says the unstable weather should continue into Thursday.
We continue to have a trough that has been affecting the island since the weekend, and it has deepened or intensified along with the passage of tropical wave, and that has been causing significant rainfall across the island.
Mr. Brown was speaking with the JIS News earlier today. A flash flood watch has also been issued for low-lying areas in Hanover, St. James, Trelawney, and St. Anne. A flash flood warning means flooding has been reported or will occur shortly. Motorists and pedestrians should not attempt to cross flooded roadways or other low-lying areas as strong currents may occur. A flash flood watch means that flooding is possible and residents are advised to take precautionary measures before the flooding occurs. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has instructed that all national emergency systems be activated to help mitigate the effects of the heavy rainfall affecting sections of the island. The emergency agencies include the National Works Agency and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, as well as local representatives. All agencies have been requested to mobilize their resources to deal with the impact of the extraordinary rain event and to support residents who may need assistance in flooded areas. The Prime Minister is urging persons to be on high alert as the rainfall is expected to continue throughout the day. Meanwhile, Acting Prime Minister Dr. Horace Chang is to make a statement in Parliament this afternoon addressing the emergency processes that have been activated, as well as disclose a preliminary assessment of damage caused by the heavy rainfall. The island remains under a flash flood warning for low-lying and flood-prone areas. Dr. Chang is acting as Prime Minister, while Prime Minister Andrew Holness is on an official visit to the Dominican Republic from May 15 to 17. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold a series of meetings with President of the Dominican Republic, Danilo Medina, and representatives from the private sector. The meetings are geared at strengthening bilateral ties between both countries and exploring mutually beneficial investment opportunities. And several farm workers have been processed today and are expected to leave the island shortly on the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Overseas Employment Programme. Some 200 farm workers are scheduled to leave the island tomorrow for Canada and the United States. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Colette Roberts-Risden, says the Ministry will attempt to reschedule the processing of persons who were unable to come in today due to heavy rainfall. The Ministry also pointed out that other persons who are not processed today will be accommodated as soon as they come in and arrangements made with the airline for them to travel. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.